Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we're watching the debate, President Trump says that we are going to have a vaccine by December. So people are typing me like, oh, wait a second. I thought we were just told it was going to be March. Because Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar had said that the vaccine was coming in March. So when we heard an hour or two later that President Trump said we're going to have the vaccine in December, right? People are like, what does that mean? Okay, so I've said this before. I think the ability for us to actually have a vaccine, maybe in our hands, in a lab tech's hands, on the president's desk in a nice, beautiful little vial, I wouldn't be surprised if we have it by this winter. Whether that translates into everybody getting one, no, it doesn't. And so when you have the Health and Human Services Secretary saying, guys, it's going to look more like September, more like March. When you have Fauci saying, we think it's going to look more like the summer. When you have, I believe the World Health Organization saying young people, they're not really going to get it till 2022. I think we start getting a vaccine fatigue. And I think many people are like, okay, you know what? I don't think we're going to rely on the vaccine. In fact, one of the latest headlines is COVID-19 is going to be cyclical and going to be here forever. That COVID-19 is not going away like the SARS COVID from 2002, 2003. So I think this idea of, okay, you know, all we have to do is wait for the vaccine and then we're going to get to see the Raiders play again and we're going to be able to have, you know, movie parties and, you know, all sorts of weddings again and all that. I do think we're going to have weddings again. I think we're going to have funerals again. I think we're going to still be able to, you know, go to our kids' game. I do see that coming back, but I don't think it's going to be because we have a vaccine and everybody feels safe. I just don't really see the average person, one, getting the vaccine or even, you know, signing up for it. So I believe we're going to have some big Supreme Court sort of battles on forcing the vaccine. I think there's going to be a lot of discussion on, well, then maybe, you know, we don't let you come back to work unless you prove you got the vaccine. Then there's going to be some, you know, discussion on how constitutional that is to kind of force somebody to get a vaccine or not, even though we do have precedent set that in the name of public emergencies, you can technically do that. It's not going to be very favorable and very appreciated and very well received. So I don't know where we are in terms of that. But people want to know what vaccine was President Trump talking about. Well, he named Johnson & Johnson. He named Moderna. And Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, they're in their final stages from what I know in terms of their testing. I believe AstraZeneca has also resumed its vaccine trial. So when they're in their kind of final stages, it still takes a few months because, you know, they need to see that it works. And remember, it's two shots. Most of these companies are two shots, not just one. So you got to do the one shot, and then 28 days later, you got to do the second shot. And then you have to see what kind of immunity it has, and we need to follow them for months to make sure they don't have any side effects. So many of the late-stage trials have already been going on. So it wouldn't be any surprise for somebody by Christmas saying, we're good, we're ready, now what? So I'm not surprised by that. It just doesn't really translate into you and I getting it, okay? And which is fine. Like I said, somebody could have my shot. I'm going to wait. Give it to the people on the front line. I've been doing telemedicine, so I'm not, you know, in the hospitals working. I don't deserve it yet, okay? Will I get it? Absolutely, I'll get it, yeah. I mean, if I need to prove to people that it's safe and I want to help promote it, I practice what I preach. That's why I get the flu shot, you know? I'm not a big fan of having to get, you know, vaccines and, you know, not trusting my immune system to do its job, but I am board certified in family medicine. I do believe vaccines save lives, so I get the shot and I practice what I preach. Now, the refrigeration shortage, okay? Back in September, we all learned that appliances were in short supply. And people are like, well, I'm not cooking anymore anyway. I'm sick of it. I'm going to do takeout or, you know, I'll just boil the top ramen, right? But you don't realize how serious an appliance shortage could be. So basically what ended up happening with the appliances is when we were in the lockdown, people were thinking, oh, my gosh, all right, I'm going to have to be home. I better, and we did the same thing, I better stock up on food. And there was even rationing of meat in some grocery stores. I'm going to stock up on what I need, throw it in the freezer, and this one we're going to be good for the next few months or year or whatever. So most of us went through our food and our rations like by the first week, right? Because we all panicked, panic eat. So people actually purchased freezers, purchased refrigerators. At the same time, appliance manufacturers were grappling with COVID. And even though many manufacturing companies were still essential, if you had workers going, I'm not coming to work, they had to close down. So you really didn't have that much production. Now we throw into it, well, if we have a vaccine, it needs to be refrigerated. And it's not just one dose, two doses. So if we have 328 million people in the United States, we need about 660 million doses, give or take, because somebody's going to drop them or something's going to happen. There's going to be a power outage like we had at the Paris Hotel. Who knows what the hell that was about. So just for America alone, you're going to have to store a crap load of vaccines. Now, what we're being told is 3 billion of the world's 7 billion people population, they're not going to get a vaccine because of refrigeration issues. So think about it. When you go to the rural areas, when you, you know, when your plane lands, okay, how long does it take you to get to a rural village? It could take an hour, 2 hours. There might be dirt roads. You might be 40 minutes then on a dirt road. How big is your refrigeration? Let's say it's a refrigerated truck. These trucks need to go back. So who has the refrigerators? Who has the power? Who has the, you know, we're making a vaccine that needs to be in a refrigerator. Most of our vaccines have to be refrigerated. Remember I told you we had a cleaning lady once that unplugged the refrigerator. And I come in the next day checking the temperature, because I always did. And I'm like, wait a second. The temperature's up, but everything looks soggy. So I had to throw out all the vaccines. I mean, we're really kind of relying on electricity to make this happen. If we don't have enough storage units, then, you know, we could have the vaccine, but we can't administer it. Just like that's why we had food shortages, because there was really no place to, you know, keep the food when we had restaurants closed. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't worry.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nice way to start a segment, burping. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials and has to hear me burp all the time. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know why radio hosts hide it. I mean, you know, we're always like, oh gosh, I hope I don't burp on air. But it's, you know, tough. We're human, so we burp. It happens. Okay, this next topic is kind of interesting. It's kind of convoluted. So we have a few different headlines, okay? One is we have an Ohio bakery who makes cookies. And they have predicted presidential election wins with the Trump, with the Barack Obama, with the Bush win by making cookies and then making the cookies for different candidates. And they just noticed that people buy certain cookies based on the candidate they like. And they've been able to. They don't do it to make a political statement. They just have cookies from both sides and they see which sells out more. And so we have an Ohio bakery that's been successfully predicting, and we'll tell you who they're selling more cookies of. Then we have some other headlines which are kind of interesting. We have one store saying they're going to give a discount to Trump supporters, a 20% discount. Just mention you support Trump at the register. and you get a 20% discount. That's kind of caused a lot of criticism. And then we have a headline where there's a landlord in Colorado, I think it's Colorado, who let the tenants know that, look, he's not going to raise rent if Trump wins. But if Biden wins, rent's going up. I think, in fact, he said it's going to double. The rent's going to be raised if Biden wins. So is that a coercion? So I want to talk about this, okay? And it's, I know it's kind of a few different, there are actually a few different topics, but it all kind of blends into one. So are we looking at voter coercion? Are we looking at voter manipulation? Are we kind of looking at people doing their part to help the cause? Now, the bakery, the Ohio Bakery, I don't know what the bakery is called. Oh, my God, but these cookies look so yummy. I hear they're really, really yummy cookies. It's called the Buskin Bakery Chain. Apparently, they've been selling more Donald Trump cookies than Joe Biden. And people ask, well, what about, are they gag gifts? You know, people will buy, you know, Trump cookies for somebody that doesn't like Trump, et cetera. You know, are they gag gifts? And apparently they said no. They said, no, that's not the case. They're, you know, because when they bring it up and they go, look, you know, this is kind of going for a little bit of a poll here. Not that they're trying to make any political statement. They're just, you know, hoping to, I don't know, kind of take a temperature of the people they're serving. Apparently Trump cookies are selling out. And, in fact, I think their first day, they sold out, like, I mean, completely. They had Biden cookies. I'm sorry, I'm having a little issue with my feed. So, you know, when people say, look, you know, Biden's leading, you know, in the polls by, gosh, I don't know how many, you know, points, I don't see that. I don't. You know, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you know, I think you need to kind of realize that the media can be pretty manipulative, and the media can, you know, kind of say whatever they want, and these polls can vary in terms of their efficacy or their accuracy. I know the average person I know that supports Trump is very quiet about it. They're afraid to say anything. So when I see an Ohio bakery, you know, do what they're doing, let me see if I can get my live feedback up so you guys can kind of tune in. When I see this bakery do this, it's because I don't think they're trying to make a political statement. I think also they got themselves in the news. I think it's a great PR campaign. But I think, you know, the bakery wants to kind of show this is what they're seeing, you know, their neck of the woods, their neighborhood population go for. Now, the rent issue. When I saw that there was a Colorado landlord who sent a letter to their tenants going, look, guys, I'm telling you right now, rent will not go up if Trump wins. If Biden wins, yes, we're raising the rent. I could see on the outset that looks like coercion. It's like, you know, we're going to punish you if you vote for Biden. But it says in the letter that he's not going to. You know, but I know it's kind of bothered people, and it kind of made people think, you know, gosh, you know, is he trying to manipulate, is he trying to scare people that, you know, they're going to be screwed? But I got to tell you something. Doctors did very similar things with Obamacare. I was hearing that patients were walking into doctor's offices, and the doctor would say, sorry. You know, because of Obamacare, you know, we're going to be closing early, or we're going to be this, or we're going to be this. And it was almost like a, you know, you voted for this, you're going to suffer. And it's not illegal. It's not illegal for a business owner to say, look, you know, we're worried, and we will make do cost measures. We will do cost saving measures if minimum wage goes up, let's say, or we're going to have to raise the prices. In fact, I've seen this with many, many stores and companies in places where the minimum wage went up, they raised prices. And when people were like, what's going on? Why are you raising prices? You know, are you just trying to, you know, hoard all the money? Are you greedy? Some of them had signs of saying, sorry, guys, minimum wage went up. We had to raise prices. Now, maybe they were doing it innocently, going, look, guys, look, we don't want to raise the prices, but you have to know we've, you know, our bottom line just changed. So just to explain why prices are up, this is why we made that move. I'm okay with that. I think that's very cool for a company to explain why the prices went up. I think as a consumer, I have a right to know. Now, if somebody's lying and they're like, well, I want to buy a boat, you know, or I have a girlfriend on the side that I want to, you know, buy jewelry for, okay, no, I'm going to have a problem with that. But if you have a company saying, look, guys, I know we raised the prices, and I know this kind of comes as a shock, but this is why, you know, we're paying an extra dollar or $2 an hour per employee or whatever, that adds up, I think an explanation is warranted. Unfortunately, it could be taken a different way. It could be taken as, you know, you're trying to get us back for voting this in. And, you know, the average person, I don't believe they're being vindictive. Then we start to get to the story where somebody just outright will give you a discount if you're a Trump supporter. Okay, well, you know, maybe that went a little too far. Now, it's funny because you saw people comment on this, and this is a store in New York. I think New York City, it's a grocery store. Some people commented saying, man, I'm going to pay you full price for that. And you have others going, really? I'm boycotting your store. You're alienating half the population. And that's how I look at elections. I look at it as half the population. I look as half is Republican. Well, actually, I look at 40% Republican, 40% Democrat, 20% just kind of, you know, hedge. And that's just kind of how I look at it. So, I really wouldn't alienate part of the population. But, you know, is it illegal what he did? Is it illegal to reward people who are on your side? Well, you know, I've already kind of discussed how I don't think it's right for women drink free or women getting to join a gym for free. I don't think that's appropriate on a lot of counts. Number one is we're discriminating against non-women. Number two is, you know, women join for free. I mean, the reason why ladies' night and women drink free, like Tuesday nights, I think it was at the Shark Tank when I was going to college, it's because it brought in the babes, brought in the women. I thought we were progressing. I thought, you know, we weren't trying to kind of, you know, bring in eye candy or, you know, trying to kind of manipulate sales based on sex. And so when I see women join for free, we're going to see this. Right? January is going to come up and we're going to see all these gyms saying women join for free. And you're like, well, that's discriminatory. If somebody said a man gets to be free and a woman has to pay, they'd be all over that. But a woman gets to join free and nobody says anything. So, for that, on that same take, if somebody says, look, if you're a Trump supporter, you're going to get preferential treatment, that's not, you know, I don't think that's fair. Now, the argument out there is people have been losing their jobs. People have been boycotted. Deborah Messing wanted to out people who were Trump supporters. So it looks like there are some underlying bad things that happen to you if you're conservative. So why not have something positive that happens to you if you're conservative? Well, because again, I mean, I got to stick to my guns on this one. I don't like people being treated differently. So, but when you do have companies that explain, look, you know, we don't like the policies of the upcoming president, and we're going to be scared, and we will be raising rent. I know the letter, you know, seemed tacky. And I know you could see some underlying, look, guys, you might want to rethink your vote. He didn't say that. You know, he said, look, you know, you vote the way you vote. I'm just telling you like it is. You know, I don't think he's the first person to do that. I think companies have already within certain, I think college universities, I think people have already in certain meetings have said, look, guys, depending on who wins, we're going to make changes. You've already heard that some companies are probably going to do layoffs. I mean, people have already been threatened that they're going to lose their job if Biden wins. So, you know, it's already kind of happening out there. And I want a cookie. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president traveling to the battleground state of Florida, delivering two speeches, one at the Villages and another in Pensacola. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering remarks in Delaware on COVID-19 and the economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains hopeful about ongoing negotiations on a new stimulus package, telling MSNBC that President Trump has been back and forth on the negotiations. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on what needs to be done.
We need to help the airlines. We need to help the schools directly. There's no reason why we have to have this humongous bill which covers so much ground other than the economy and COVID.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, and Americans in Turkey are being warned of a possible terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News. An explosive Colorado wildfire has already forced the evacuation of several mountain communities and the closure of Rocky Mountain National Park and blackened another close to 50,000 acres on Thursday as it jumped the United States Continental Divide. Many people have had to evacuate, including Matthew Reed.
We've been in our house for 11 months. Took 3 years to build it and was gone.
Reed speaking there on CBS News. The fires, which broke out on October 14th, are less than 10% contained.
It's hard, it's terrifying, but we have to allow these firefighters to get in there. There's so much smoke and active fire in that area right now. I can't put deputies in there.
Colorado Sheriff Brett Schoetlin. Voters in the United States have cast more than 50 million ballots for the November 3rd presidential election, eclipsing early voting totals from the 2016 election. That's according to data compiled by the U.S. Elections Project. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Marianne wants me to comment. This is a long email, but she wants me to comment on or give advice to Catholics who are kind of caught between what Pope Francis said in terms of endorsing same-sex unions and their religious beliefs. And she, it's a very interesting message in terms of she's worried about sinning and what the Bible says and, you know, condoning, you know, same-sex unions, but the Pope, you know, had endorsed it, and she asked if I could kind of give any advice or guidance, and I appreciate that. I know I'm probably the worst person in the world to do this. I'm by no means any sort of biblical scholar, and I do talk about the psychology of things, and I can appreciate what a lot of Catholics must be going through right now. That's got to be tough. In fact, one of the headlines, I looked it up, was U.S. Cardinal Raymond Burke has actually hit out at Pope Francis. He said this started confusion among Catholics by endorsing same-sex unions and says that the pontiff's, quote, private opinion does not correspond to the teachings of the church. So if American bishops are not kind of on the same page as Pope Francis, you know, how are Catholics approaching this, you know, debate? And if you know, some considerate debate, or, you know, an attitude towards same-sex union. And, you know, this is tricky. You know, also, I'm a physician. So how I look upon, you know, our approach in society to things is, if something's archaic, it's archaic. If something is health producing, you know, like for example, I'm Jewish, so I have the rules of kashrut. We have the kosher rules. And many people are like, really, you can't have a cheeseburger, Dahlia? And I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to, based on how you interpret the Bible, but the kosher rules weren't really about cheeseburgers, because there weren't cheeseburgers back then. The kosher rules had to do with people eating undercooked pork and undercooked shellfish. And so God had said to stay away from the pork, stay away from the shellfish. We didn't have microwaves back then. We didn't have a lot of, you know, cooking recommendations. And so I look upon the kosher rules as not that McDonald's is an evil company, right, for selling a cheeseburger or In-N-Out burger or anything like that. I look at it as the rules of kashrut were supposed to protect people, and you, when you look at them in that realm, I have a little bit more of a relaxed view on kosher. Now, that doesn't mean I qualify to be an Orthodox Jew. I don't. Orthodox Jews have separate plates. You don't mix milk and meat. By the way, the milk and meat suggestion is a, there might be some health benefits too in terms of digesting milk products and meat products. I think God, you know, had, infinite wisdom that, you know, pervaded into certain laws that, you know, we carry out. But I think the you shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk is a respect thing. You know, you don't kill a cow's child and eat it while you're drinking from her milk. And so I think it's a respect issue. Also, in kashrut, the way we have to kill an animal is supposed to be as painless as possible. We hang them upside down. We nick the jugular, or it has to be a nice clean blade, beheading them as quick as possible so there's as little pain as possible. And so, and I know that still sounds barbaric, you know, if we're going to, you know, eat meat or whatever, but, you know, a lot of those rules have to do with respect. So, you know, when you look in terms of the rules with homosexuality, when you kind of break it down, depending on which version of the Bible, they were kind of discussing, and, you know, one is there seemed to be this push to use sex for procreation, but also the anal sex is something that was frowned upon in the Bible. Well, heterosexuals are doing that. They're, you know, that's a big thing in terms of people's sexual repertoire. So then what does that mean? Does it mean a heterosexual couple having sex for enjoyment, you know, not to procreate, you know, are sinning? Does that mean masturbating sinning? So, you know, I if I was Catholic, and mind you, in Judaism, it's the same thing. You know, in Orthodox Judaism, you know, the Old Testament, this was in Leviticus, where the, you know, same-sex sexual acts, it wasn't so much about marriage. It was the sexual acts were considered a sin. You weren't also, by the way, it's a sin to have sex with somebody on their period. So what do you do if you have a woman with abnormal uterine bleeding? You just never have sex with her if she's your wife? You know, but they said if somebody's on a period, they're unclean, so you're not supposed to have sex with them. So, you know, many of the rules, you know, how I see it as a physician is, if there's a rule that benefits somebody's health, okay, and I get it that, you know, pork, if it's not cooked properly, can hurt somebody. You know, I don't have a problem with some of those rules. But if I think there's a rule that could affect somebody's health, like forcing somebody to be in a relationship they don't want to be in, you know, or forcing somebody to sleep with somebody they don't want to sleep with, or forcing somebody to be who they're not, you know, I don't see that as healthy. And so as a physician, it just didn't make sense. And it also didn't make sense that if we're all God's children, and, you know, God has a plan for everybody, why would there be so many people that are not heterosexual, that are, you know, bisexual or pansexual or homosexual or, you know, and transgender, or, you know, why would, you know, God have, you know, it's not just a one person in 2 billion. We have a huge, and we've discussed this, you know, we have a huge population of those that don't, you know, orient as heterosexual. And they're, you know, why? So sometimes the more religious you are, the more you could be on opposite sides of somebody else, because, you know, depending on how religious you are, and again, I can't speak for Catholicism, I can only speak for myself. If I'm supposed to trust what God wants, then I don't question God. I don't question. God made, you know, millions upon millions of people oriented the way they're oriented and the way we're all oriented, and that's the way it is. And, you know, society needs to, you know, not, you know, force people to be unhealthy and to force to do things that they don't want to do. On the other hand, you could be religious saying the Bible says this and we're not supposed to do this. So what I suggest to anybody who's religious, because I totally understand this can be very, very difficult to grapple with, where, you know, you've been a part of a religion for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And, you know, the Bible is our Bible. And you know, what do you do? Because you don't want to sin. And there's ballot measures. You know, in Nevada, there's a ballot measure, you know, changing the Nevada Constitution to allowing same-sex marriages. You know, and, you know, for many of us, we're like, well, it's about time. I don't understand why that's an issue. But for others, they're like, but if I'm in a city or in a state that has that, it could be like Sodom and Gomorrah. So even if I don't agree with everybody on their stance on it, I totally understand how the grappling and how the internal struggle is anxiety producing, and I get that. And so, you know, for those of you that, you know, need guidance, I would definitely say, you know, talk to your pastor, talk to your priest, talk to your rabbi, you know, talk to your religious leaders. You know, they'll help guide you. But as a doctor, you know, I don't want people anxious over religion. Religion is supposed to be a good thing. Religion is supposed to help you find peace. Religion is supposed to allow you, you know, a relationship with God that could guide you through some of the most tumultuous times. It's not supposed to cause you to, you know, lose sleep and, you know, be anxious and, you know, fight with family members who, you know, are oriented a certain way. I don't believe that's what religion is. I think religion is supposed to be pro-family. I think religion is supposed, you know, so, you know, for those of you that are kind of struggling, you know, I would, you know, in your mind, and again, if, you know, if you have a pastor or you have a religious leader to guide you, I would do that first. But for me, what I recommend is, you know, choose the amount of religious you want to be. If you want to be the type of religious where, you know what, this is what God wants, this is, you know, I'm not going to question it. You could go with that. For those who are, no, you know, this is what the Bible says, you know, but you, it's really hard to kind of, in this particular topic, come up with a, you know, kind of a compromise when you have leaders within the church disagree. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. So I guess we've had about 71,000 new cases over the last few days of coronavirus. And I know people are pretty sick and fatigued of the COVID talk and the cases. And are these cases people with some mild sniffles or some sinus congestion or loss of some taste and smell or a little bit of diarrhea? Or are they full-blown cases that are causing the hospitals to become overwhelmed? In many neck of the woods, we are seeing hospitals start to fill up. Again, we're coming into flu season. You know, and I've spoken about this many, many times. I think we need to be testing for flu. When I take care of patients over the phone and they go, I got body aches, I got fever, I got sore throat, I'm like, look, this could be strep, this could be flu, this could be COVID. I'd like to know. When we do reach out to the health department with telemedicine, it is considered a person under investigation. And with a person under investigation, it could be counted as one of these numbers. I don't know. Okay, we still haven't really gotten a lot of clarity and a lot of transparency on how much of, you know, these numbers are presumed cases, are suspected cases. So Deborah Birx has warned against coronavirus closures in this phase of the pandemic. I believe Chicago was starting to institute some curfews. Many neck of the woods were seeing cases spike. There's been some cities grappling with, look, we're coming up on, you know, holiday season. We got Halloween and Thanksgiving. This is the one time of year that companies that are on the verge of going bankrupt can finally, you know, be able to, you know, regroup. And then you have, you know, others going, no, sorry, there's a surge of cases. We need to do what's right for our citizens. And so Deborah Birx, the coronavirus task force coordinator, I believe there was a briefing with health officials in Chicago. And, you know, Mayor Lightfoot had announced new restrictions over the next couple weeks to kind of clamp down on the virus spread. But Deborah Birx wasn't really that hip with that. And so what the argument that was made is many of these COVID cases are people at home. Now, we talked about this months ago. There was a study, I believe it came out of New York, that the majority of COVID cases were people that were actually working at home and not the essential workers. Again, I have to take that with a grain of salt because we're not getting the numbers. Okay? But if that is true, if closures and people working from home possibly worsened our COVID cases or our hospitalizations or our death rate, then are we making a smart move with these closures? I mean, already the closures are killing the economy. And people are like, well, you know, it's lives over money. I get that. Lives over money, I get that. But if you're forcing people to be home and giving them a false sense of security, then we could be doing more damage. So, you know, it's interesting. So I've been working from home a lot more. I mean, I'm in my studio and then I work from home, so I'm not always home. But, you know, for the most part, I'm not really out there, you know, and, you know, so let's say I'm a family member that might be vulnerable going, okay, you know what, I'm going to work from home, I'm going to stay home. Yet you have somebody else in the family who's an essential worker. And the essential worker comes home and, you know, because you're not out and about, you're kind of sitting there. And, you know, are you a sitting duck? And, you know, it's frustrating because with this virus, we're still pulling this out of our retroperitoneum. We're acting like we know everything we know about the virus. It's airborne. It's droplet transmission. If you're exposed for maybe 15 minutes, you know, cumulatively, not just 15 minutes in a block of time, the CDC has now changed it to if you add up all the 30 seconds and the 20 seconds and the minutes and you make it 15 minutes within that 24-hour period, you're exposed. I mean, you know, we're doing the best we can. I don't fault Dr. Fauci. I don't fault the CDC. I don't fault Dr. Birx. I don't fault many of the governors. I mean, everybody's grappling with this. I would hate to be the governor. I would hate to be the president right now. This is an absolute mess. And we predicted a lot of this, too. We predicted that there was going to be a really bad recession, and whoever was going to be the president in the next few years was going to be dealing with one of the worst recessions of our lives. I didn't think it was going to be COVID-related, but we knew that Trump was going to be dealing with this or Biden was going to be dealing with this. Whoever wins, you know, November 3rd, well, or we might not find out until November 20th. Whoever wins with this next election, I don't know if they really won. This is not kind of, you know, where you want to, you know, try to make your landmark legislation when we're kind of fighting this virus with, you know, halfway information. But, you know, with these quote-unquote closures, and the decision to close and the decision to keep kids at home and if it was a vacuum and a bubble and nobody went out to get groceries and nobody went to school and nobody went to the doctor and everybody was home from March on, okay, stuck at home this whole 7 months, most likely COVID didn't come into their house. Maybe they might have opened a window and a neighbor sneezed when they walked by for the most part. But those aren't the people who are getting it. You have half the population stuck at home, and then you have the other parts of the population where they're the ones that are going out, and they're the ones that are... So it's ridiculous because it's not a real lockdown. We discussed this. So somebody leaving the house to go and get groceries, or somebody leaving the house, you know, to... I don't know, to go and get the paper or to go and whatever, you know, buy goods or, you know, you're already having somebody go in and out. And then when you kind of force the people to stay there and they're not getting sunlight and they're not doing their gym workouts and they're not eating healthy and they're not around other people and they're letting themselves go and whatever, you know, what's happening to their immune system? So the topic that's going to now pervade over the next few months, because they're calling it a dark winter, where we're going to be having a dark winter. All right, that's what they're going to say. All right. You know, even though technically the weather is supposed to be milder from what we understand. Good. La Nina is supposed to get credit for that one. The big question everybody's going to have is, you know, are the lockdowns doing worse, you know, doing more harm than good? And, you know, President Trump in the debate kept saying the cure can't be worse than the illness. And that's something in medicine that we always grapple with. You know, when we treat chemotherapy, when we treat, you know, we'll give somebody with cancer chemotherapy and it wipes out their whole immune system. Well, you know, we do the best we can. If we think the chemotherapy is going to kill the cancer cells, we do the best we can. But if we're going to make your immune system completely fall apart, such that now you're going to get flu, or now you're going to get pneumonia, or now you're going to get a lymphoma or something else, because you don't have the immunological strength, you know, our treatment then could be worse than a slow-growing cancer, like, let's say, prostate cancer, or let's say, thyroid cancer. Now, mind you, I still want us to treat cancer, you know. You don't treat cancer, you get sued, and, you know, the whole family comes after you, and they say you could have done something. But, you know, we really do have to outweigh, is the cure worse than the attempt to cure worse than the problem itself? And so I'm very, very suspicious when I hear that, you know, we're getting numbers of people who, you know, got COVID and they were at home and they were on their computer. They were not going to the weddings. They were not going to the store. They were not going to, you know, and I'm like, okay, the guys, then why did we do this? Now, mind you, you will never be able to convince me that a big crowd, all right, of, you know, tens of thousands of people at a concert is not a super spreader event, okay? I'm going to be convinced that you could spread illness then, okay? You're not going to convince me otherwise. And, you know, when you have people coughing and sneezing during cough and cold season and flu season, you're going to get other people sick. But, you know, when we're starting to hear from the administration, look, we need to learn how to live with this virus and move on. And people are, you know, accusing them of, oh, you just want people to be killed or whatever. This is what we've done with the flu the whole time. This is what we've done with, you know, hepatitis and tuberculosis. Mind you, we want people separated. We want to, you know, and we want to protect our vulnerable populations. In fact, I believe in Poland, what they're going to do is they're going to let the country open up and do what it needs to. But anybody vulnerable, the government's going to bring meals to. I'm not saying it's the healthiest thing to keep people stuck at home. But, you know, reopening the country is going to, I think, be the next biggest push. And our acceptance of COVID and understanding that this might be here to stay is going to be the only thing that's going to probably kind of get us moving again. Now, whether it's the safest decision or not, that's going to be yet to be debated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.